All right, here's our classroom pledge of the week. Thank you to Mrs. Walker's fourth grade class at Treaty Rock Elementary in Post Falls.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A man has confessed in court that false teeth turn him on.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kev.
Well, let's go for it. Steve, who is your favorite NFL football team?
The Chicago Bears.
Born and raised with it, right?
Yes, sir.
Kind of didn't get to. That's how I am with the Seahawks, right? Like, they were my area team, so I fell in love with them.
Sure.
Yeah.
The team started when I was, 6 years old, so it worked out perfect. Jay, who is your NFL team?
I mean, it's the Minnesota Vikings, obviously, same reason.
Vikings. Yeah, you grew up right there.
I believe they say Skol.
You believe correctly. They started the same year I was born, so it's kind of...
Oh, did they really?
Mm-hmm, fits.
Okay. Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Steve, obviously the Bears well-established by the time you were born.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, what team do you dislike the most when you play them? Who's like one of your biggest rivals?
Say it, Steve.
I mean, it's got to be the Packers.
The Packers. Nobody likes the Packers.
Right. Except for Packer fans.
That's right. Yeah. Jay, Minnesota has obviously, same thing, right? With the Packers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just looking at this wonderful home known as the Ultimate Packers House. This thing is nuts. It's an Airbnb. And the thing about it is literally right next to Lambeau Field.
Oh, I saw this.
The fact that there's a house there doesn't even make sense. You saw it where, Steve?
On TV yesterday, or 2 days
ago. Oh, you did? Okay. Well, I try to do news 2 days late.
So far, so good. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. I saw
Might have been yesterday. It could have been yesterday.
I saw it last
night.
Make
him feel better.
Which is what led me to do it today.
Is it kind of like the house that was next to the hospital for the forever?
Yes. Where you just go, well, that's kind of out of place.
It's a weird spot for
it. But this little booger, believe it or not, during football season... will rent for about $5,000 a night.
It's literally in the shadow of the stadium.
Yeah, with a 2-night minimum, so it's $10,000 for you.
Genius.
Ten people can sleep in it. The whole house is just decked out with Packer memorabilia. They have a big side room where like garage doors open up to the area where everybody comes into Lambeau Field.
Oh, so for like tailgating and stuff.
Yes, like everybody is right there, and you have an area where they can come in and sit down if they want to.
That's genius.
And you have food and what? Yeah, it's a great idea. But don't worry about it. We're gonna fix this for you. They're showing the house, and I'm like, okay.
Are they selling this house?
This is pretty cool. No, they're just, they were promoting it, Airbnb, I guess.
Okay.
And it's very, I mean, it's a cool idea.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, that would be really fun for any football team. The first thing I thought of was Pullman. I was like, oh my gosh, if there was a house.
Yeah, like right there. Sure.
By Martin Stadium. Is that what it's called still?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that it would, that would just be so awesome. And then they show the bathroom. You walk into the bathroom and you're like, oh, okay, this is nice looking. And then they show the toilet.
Uh-oh.
And the toilet is the Chicago Bears.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I mean, just a beautiful Chicago Bears toilet.
Just like a logo on it?
It's
great.
It is... it's really well done. It's not like they just put a bear sticker, you know, like you could have, and it would have been funny, right?
Sure.
But no, the toilet looks like it's a custom-made Bears toilet.
That's hilarious.
It is a beauty.
Is it?
No, that's very funny.
Is it?
Now, right.
Oh, I'm looking at this.
Next to it on the other side of the bathroom.
Oh, man.
They also have a urinal, which what a great idea for a football
Vikings
house.
Vikings urinal.
And there's the Vikings urinal.
Now, that's well done.
Yeah. But that house does not look very modern. Then you walk into it. It's very modern.
Yeah, the outside of it.
Holy smokes.
Pretty old looking. Yeah. But boy, they did it up nice, didn't
I wonder
they?
How they could afford it. $5,000 a night.
I wonder.
It's cool to look out the back window, though, and see the stadium. That's pretty amazing.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It is a great idea, and I thought, man, okay, Packer fans, that's really fun.
That is great.
You know, you can poop on the Bears and pee on the Vikings.
Yeah, that's well done.
But you know what, guys? Don't worry about it. Because the Seahawks play the Packers this weekend.
Oh, let's go.
And we are going to whoop their bottoms for you, okay?
Okay, you're gonna take care of business?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff, you know, you can't be... First of all, you can't be picking on the Bears.
Because...
It's like picking on the little kid with glasses.
Right okay. You know...
What is that?
A week from last night, we play Monday Night Football next week, Steve. Your team against my team.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and then we play... Then the Vikings play the Seahawks.
I know, man.
And then we play those stinking Packers.
Oh, there's a lot of controversy.
Oh, yeah, man.
I think the Bears play the Seahawks, too.
We do.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, let's bet $1 million.
A million?
Yeah, we do need to come up with bets over the next few weeks.
Yeah, let's go, Steve. What do you want to bet next for next Monday night, Steve? You'll have to actually leave your house after leaving here from work. You'll have
Vikings.
To go home and then actually at some point walk outside and stand outside for 30 seconds.
In the rain?
Vikings and Bears play next Monday night, huh?
Yeah. Did they run out of good games to put on Monday night?
Yeah.
Seriously. Hey, wait a second.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But now I changed my mind.
Yeah, what?
Now I don't want an elephant at all.
Kevin James.
I want a gorilla named Davey for beating up the skateboard kids who pull on my underwear.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hey guys, I was curious if your audience had any advice. Please keep me anonymous on this one. My husband's doctor is retiring, so he is going to get a new one. I expressed that I would like him to have a male doctor, since I don't really want another woman looking and touching. I understand it's her professional job, but it still makes me uncomfortable. I asked, and his response was, well, I'm going to get who I get. Am I asking too much or overreacting? I've had a woman OBGYN for years for the same reason, and he has always appreciated that my, you know, gynecologist was a woman. What are your thoughts on this?
509-441-0999. That is the Runge Furniture Studio line for calls or text.
I'm going to run down a few from Facebook.
Okay.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Trisha says, grow up, woman. Jeesh. Your poor husband dealing with such an insecure, clingy wife. I suppose you're one of those who demands a combined Facebook page as well.
Wow.
Corey says... Hopefully gets a little break from the rotating winds of your helicopter blades.
Whoa.
Crystal says...
The rotating winds is hilarious.
I do understand where you're coming from.
Wow.
But there really are not a lot of options nowadays with insurance, doctors who are accepting patients, you know.
Oh, I see.
Instead of worrying about a male or female doctor, maybe worry that this person actually cares about their patients and listens.
Sure.
It's a great point, Crystal.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see.
It's not like they have a ranking system for doctors, though, do they?
A ranking system?
Yeah, like you can't, like, you just go online. Oh, let's get this guy's got a 5-star review.
I think there are.
Are there?
There are some, yeah, for sure.
Like what, Yelp or something? Or?
Steve, like there are reviews, and then there's other websites that's exactly what they try to do.
Oh, man.
But I know they can get a little messy. It's just like anything. You got to read through them and then determine whether you think...
That person.
That patient
the same thing
the
I
problem.
Do with hotels where I'm like, this hotel is terrible. And then the guy right below, you think, oh, is that a fake account? Because how can this guy say it's a 1 with the worst you've ever seen And the person below said, this hotel was the best you've ever seen. Mm. It's just difficult. Hard to know. That would be my concern with the rankings of doctors as well.
Our buddy, everybody's buddy, apparently, everybody's Rick Clark,
buddy. Yeah.
has says, if he wears cologne to his checkup, that's when I'd start to worry.
He's getting dressed up. He's got a suit and tie on, shaving, brushing up.
It is weird. I mean, I've had the thing where I've gone to, like, my primary care doctor is a female now, mm-hmm. and I don't really think anything of it because she's my primary care doctor, right? Like, I see her. She's awesome. She does a great job listening. She knows all the things, and I really, really like her. I think nothing of her being female, right?
Well, yeah, I've never thought once about it either.
When you've gone into maybe the ER or urgent care or mm-hmm. whatever.
Where you don't know someone, you mean?
You don't know them okay. at all. And then I've had it where a doctor has walked in and she's just like stunning. And I'm like, oh, God, please don't make me take my pants down.
Okay.
Because, you know, and you just hope that it's not the day, right? Luckily, that wasn't required. But it was just one of those where
we're all involved.
And I know it's so dumb because, right? Yeah. And of course, it would be no big deal to the doctor. Yeah. The doctor would be like, I do this all day.
Yeah, don't care.
Do not care.
Yeah, don't care.
That's like when I've said, you know, like my feet, I'll be like, oh, geez, sorry about the feet. They're like, please. These aren't even bad.
And you're like, well, oh, actually, they are, but it's fine.
Trying to tell that to. But they're just like, nah, we see stuff like this all day.
I think the bottom line is if he doesn't care, I don't think you should care. I mean, he's the one who has to be comfortable with the decision.
Yeah, maybe he's not comfortable with, you know, a male doctor. You ever thought of that?
Could be. Yeah, it could be true.
Yeah, and I think the bottom line is just find a good doctor that you
you
can get into. And because it is. That is a challenge in its own.
Melissa says, some of these listener letters are my least favorite part, not because of you guys, but some of your listeners are just stupid.
I'm like, wow.
You know, I mean.
I think that's why she asked to be anonymous.
Maybe because she thought you'd get a little heat for it. Yeah.
Oh, the person who wrote this.
Yeah, letter. Yeah. Yeah, I just, again, if he's fine with it, you should be fine with it. It's fine.
Jacob says, hey, by the way, if you find an attractive female doctor, let me know.
Here we go. Here it is.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, Grimace, a little cutie pie.
Mm-hmm.
And someone asked,
oh, no.
How does Grimace breed? This needs to be studied.
Oh.
Kevin James.
Switch McDonald's social media replied, does it really?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
In about half an hour, we're going to qualify somebody for some Christmas cash. It's $1,000. We give it away every Friday, and we'll do it again this week. So if you'd like to qualify, we'll do it at 8 o'clock. Also, in about 15 minutes, we'll do another Christmas wish, a Coyote Country Christmas wish, on our delivery day today, brought to you again by our new friends at ACI Coatings, your painting contractor, family-run in the Pacific Northwest since 1996. It was nice to meet them yesterday. They stopped by the studio real quick and said hi. And I mean, they made a huge donation to Christmas Wish and very nice people. And I love the family-owned business thing, of course. So, yeah, well done. Well done all the way around.
It really was.
Enjoyed meeting them, and they were under-impressed by the studios. You can kick us off, Steve, for entertainment news.
All right. Morgan Wallen. Well, he was scheduled to make his first court appearance, you know, for that whole incident in April.
The throwing of the chair.
Tossed a chair, yep.
Yep. Alleged, is what they say.
Mm.
So originally he was supposed to have a court date in August. Then it was moved to December 12th, which is just 2 days from now, if you don't know. And apparently he will not be making an appearance this week.
Why?
I think he waived the preliminary hearing.
Yeah, waived his preliminary hearing.
Yeah, and they were just like, "Yeah, we're just we don't need that. We'll just do it when we have to do it. We don't need to do this." So,
and his attorneys
and Merry Christmas.
Yeah. His attorneys are supposed to appear in court today, actually, but it is unlikely that he will be making an appearance.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't have to go, he's not going to go.
Okay,
I mean,
gotcha. Yeah.
He didn't even go to the CMAs. You know,
this is just a. Yeah, you know, technicality getting through
it's the, a legal deal, yeah.
The court system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did see that he sent out a video, was it yesterday or the day before maybe, that if you had ever purchased a ticket and signed up with like an email or a cell phone, he sent a video out to people who purchased tickets for his concerts this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were the ones who got it. And it was basically, hey, man, I'm taking time off. I'm just chilling out. I'm writing songs. You know, I'm doing that kind of thing. But I'm just taking time to kind of just, you know, get centered. And I'll be back out there for 2025. You know, happy holidays. Interesting that he sent it just to people who bought tickets for his shows. I think that's pretty smart.
Diehards.
I mean, yeah,
sure.
you're preaching to the choir pretty much at that point. So, yeah, I did not get that because I didn't buy tickets, but I did hear about it.
Interesting.
Do you have any idea how long Chris Stapleton's Traveler album has been out?
Ooh, I will say 7 years.
That's a very good guess. May of 2015.
Okay.
I mean, that's it's insane.
9 years.
And by the way, it's still on the charts. It's still on the top country album chart.
Sure.
And has been since its release. That's 500 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
500 weeks on Billboard's top country album chart.
It's just been floating around there for many weeks.
It's insane. 551 is the record with Willie Nelson's Stardust. So he's only got another year to go before he'll break that record. That's... But you're like...
And who knows? I mean, it may happen.
It's possible, yeah. But it's just such a weird concept that first of all, I didn't realize it was out that long. And secondly, I didn't realize it was on the chart for 500 weeks or that you're still a year short of the record. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's an impressive record.
Speaking of the charts, first time it's happened since last year that a woman is on the top of the Billboard Country Airplay charts. You probably guess which one it is.
Lainey?
Mm-hmm. No. Lainey was last December. She was the last one before this. And that was with Jelly with Save Me. She was on the top of the charts there, December of 2023. Now,
Megan Maroney?
Mm-mm. You better think about a duet. Does that help you?
Shaboozy?
Shaboozy. On the top of the charts as a woman?
He's got long hair.
Huh.
Why can I think about a duet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ella.
Ella Langley.
Langley.
With Riley Green.
Riley Green.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, so congratulations. It's been a full 12 months since a woman has been on top of the country airplay charts.
Okay.
And let's see. What else did I have for you? Kevin, you jump in if you have something for us. Otherwise, I've got something else I wanted to. Oh, yeah.
What you got? Oh, yeah.
50 best country Christmas songs of all time.
Okay, I'm listening.
I've got the top five here for you because that should be plenty. Number five, Pretty Paper. From Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I mean, classic.
Where Are You Christmas from Faith.
Oh, that is beautiful.
You forget about
that one.
One
forever.
Huh? What movie is that? Is that The Grinch?
Boy, Jay, I don't remember.
Steve?
I have no idea.
Oh, Steve, if only there was a way.
If only.
Number three, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Mr. Christmas, Brett Eldridge.
Okay.
Let It Be Christmas from Alan Jackson. And Dolly Parton has what, according to this publication, the number one country Christmas song of all time. Which, by the way, just so my wife doesn't like text and say, why wasn't Brenda Lee on there? She was at number six. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Number one, Hard Candy Christmas from Dolly Parton.
Where is...
Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, by the way.
Thank you.
You are correct.
Where Are You Christmas? Yeah.
Where are you Christmas? What is up with Tennessee Christmas? Another tender Tennessee Christmas.
I don't know. It's not the top five. It could have made the top ten. I don't have the complete list in front of me now.
Oh,
but yeah,
that one
five, yeah.
And the only other one that I've always loved, and it's just such a country sound, but it's so fun. The Christmas Cookies from George Strait.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the interesting thing is those are so many unique sounds.
Yes.
You know, it's like that's so, I mean, Where Are You Christmas? Sounds like it's in a movie. Pretty Paper from Willie and Hard Candy Christmas, not so much. sounds more like just old school country music.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, it's just, and it's weird how they are all on the top, which I guess, why not? Also, what was the other one I wanted? Hold on. What was the other one I wanted to give you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, another.
This is the thing I want you. If you're driving.
Okay.
And you, this is why we are very careful when we play certain songs. According to Insurance-opedia, these are the songs you shouldn't listen to while driving.
Oh, okay.
Based on the beats per minute, Kevin. Yeah. You shouldn't listen to Feliz Navidad because it has the third highest beats per minute of all Christmas songs.
All right.
All I Want for Christmas Is You from Mariah. And the number one, the fastest beats per minute. Do you have any idea what it would be?
Boy.
It's a very, very old Christmas song by a country artist.
Oh, so not Elvin and the Chipmunks?
No. I don't know how many beats per minute that has, but
I'm not sure, Jay.
Frosty the Snowman from Gene Autry. They say that you are way more likely to drive over the speed limit listening to Frosty the Snowman. And this story made me think of my sister. I don't know if you remember that story from a long time ago, Kevin.
I don't think so.
My sister was on her way to my parents' house in Arizona.
Okay.
And, of course, there's no snow. So driving fast is even more likely.
Oh, you bet.
And there is a picture, famously, that was circulated through my family text thread of her with her mouth wide open, taken by the traffic cams, singing Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, that is
going
great.
About 15 miles an hour over the speed limit.
That is great. I was like, who caught a picture of her?
The traffic cam. So it cost her a little money. And I remember that because, you know, when they got it, she showed my mom, and my mom, of course, shared that with the family because that's what moms do. And just her mouth just wide open, singing Frosty the Snowman. You've been warned.
That's great.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Which we probably need to do with the hand sanitizer so we're not overusing it.
Kevin James.
And I wish now that it was more full and that I wouldn't have done 20 pumps.
You have been reckless.
Spread it up to my shoulder.
The Jay and Kevin Show. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Real quick, just before we get to our Christmas wish of the day. By the way, you can still check that out if you'd like. And you can also donate, because I did have a couple people text both today and yesterday saying, hey, is there a way that I can, you know, donate as well? Well, you can. You just go to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.com, and then you just click on that little wreath that says Christmas wish, and you'll see how you can, you know, join Yolk's Fresh Markets and Golden Rule Break and Indaba Coffee and Delicious Hamburgers and Silver Safari and many of the individuals who have done it as well. And they have helped, you know, make a difference. So you can still donate on that one. But before we get to that, Kev, real quick, I got to let you know there's now a winter weather advisory.
Okay.
Basically, Coeur d'Alene, Lewiston, and also the Palouse of Washington. Oh, you know what? They just threw in Spokane, too. In effect till 2 o'clock this afternoon, because now there are apparently areas of freezing drizzle and freezing fog. So I think
my least favorite.
It is. And I know that the roads had all of a sudden turned a little bit sketchy. So the National Weather Service has issued that. I just want to kind of keep you up on that and let you know to go a little slow.
Yeah, be safe.
Yeah, go slow this morning. All right, we need to get to our Christmas wish here, but we have who's our sponsor today?
Today's Christmas wish is brought to you by our friends at ACI Coatings.
All right, we're going to call Amanda. Amanda nominated her friend Brandy and her husband Rudy for the Big 99.9 Coyote Country Christmas wish. Hi, it's Jay and Kevin from Coyote Country. We're calling about the Christmas wish nomination you made for your friend Brandy and her husband.
Well, I've known Brandy since, like, middle school, and then I don't know how long she's known Rudy, probably at least 4 or 5 years, maybe longer. You know, they obviously are, like, together, and then recently Rudy found out that he has stage 4 cancer. They put him on hospice, and I'm like, that's terrible. Like, he's just barely starting his life, you know? He's so young still.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like he's super young. Right here, I think it says he's 45 years old on the paperwork that was submitted in our letter. That's heartbreaking. That's a tough battle, you know, any time of year, but of course, when it gets to be this time of year with family and everything else, it can really make it tough. So let's bring on one of your good friends, your friend Brandy.
Hey, Brandy, it's Jay and Kevin from Coyote Country.
Hi.
Yeah, we're calling on behalf of the Christmas Wish, and we've got a letter here from your friend Amanda.
I was just talking to her about her son.
Well, she told us your guy's story, but she didn't tell us about how you and your husband met.
We actually met through some mutual friends. We kind of clashed to begin with, and then we ended up being really good for each other and changed our lives around. We got a house, got cars, we got the good jobs and doing really well. And then out of nowhere, he got esophageal squamous cell carcinoma stage 4 just by walking into the ER.
And how long ago did that happen?
The beginning of October. And they told us there was no treatment for him. They gave him, you know, a life sentence. So we've been running around trying to find a surgeon, a doctor to treat him. And we finally have found a surgeon to sign off on chemo. So he just got to start chemo.
Wow. I mean, that's quite the battle for you guys right now. Good news, Rudy sounds like a fighter. And I know we're going to be pulling for you guys that everything works out okay and you're able to get through this. You know, there's not a lot we can do other than say those prayers and keep you guys in our thoughts. But we can also help out a little bit with the Christmas Wish right now. And Jay's going to tell you about some of the stuff that we have for you guys.
Well, here's what we're going to do for you guys, and hopefully this will help a little bit. We are going to give you a $500 Amazon gift card to get some Christmas shopping done for the kids. We're going to help you out with some of your utility bills, thanks to Avista. We're going to throw in a $200 Walmart gift card. All that, hopefully, will be able to help you out this Christmas season.
That is amazing. I appreciate it. You're going to make me cry.
No, I think...
I'm crying.
I think we're going to cry.
No, it really makes a difference. I appreciate it so much.
And I think you're going to make Amanda cry, too.
I already am there. No, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. It certainly is our pleasure. God bless, and please, have a very Merry Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Thank you.
to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now, a merry little Christmas now. Come on, sing with me. Oh, merry little Christmas.